Welcome to Lunch with Jer. Guys, we're like hibernating bears. Like
hibernating Jers.
Sorry. That's strong because the hibernating bear obviously goes in and takes a little hiatus and comes out lean and mean and maybe a little bit emaciated.
Yes.
And that's kind of how we are. We're all here for the first time in like three-ish months. I mean, Jeremy's texting.
Is that how long it's been? He had a work emergency that he actually cut off early for us.
Yeah, I think so.
I didn't want to cancel because I was the one that said, hey, we should do a pod. And then emergency came up today. I was like, I'm going to do my call in my car so I don't have to cancel.
Isn't that the beauty of the work call versus the work meeting? Where it's like, you can dress however you want for a work call.
Yeah. And taking it in the car to still get to your appointment is high level because this is an appointment. So thank you.
You're welcome. I had it on the calendar way before this emergency came
on. On your calendar, do you write podcast or what do you write?
Like write,
just offsite meeting?
I write lunch and block out 2 hours because it takes a while.
I have found that I need to block even the stuff that I want to do. Yeah. I have to block out my calendar for otherwise other shit will get put on there.
Yeah. Do you have people access to your calendar and put stuff on there if it's available?
Yes. I have a Calendly, which is so not through my business, but like potential clients will like book calls if I have an opening. So I have to make sure I don't have those.
We
openings.
All have to share our calendars because if we have to book meetings with each other, we all have to see what everybody's calendar looks like. Right. And so I have to block it out or else someone will throw a meeting on there and
That sounds awful, and that happens everywhere. And I've had people try to schedule things with me, and they go, "Well, it looks like you're free." I'm like, "I'm free all the time because you don't have access to my calendar, so it looks wide open all the time."
Yeah. Right.
The idea of someone being able to keep track of me that way, I don't like it at all.
Yep. Oh, totally. You should. You just have an event type in the calendar that simply says "piss off." So when people, what do you got going on there? Piss off.
Don't worry about it.
None of your business.
Yeah. I can mark it private so they don't know what it is. Uh-huh. Like the kids' football practice this afternoon. I just write unavailable private and I know it's for my
family. Do you get any questions about that? Or like, Jer, what are you doing?
No, not at all. No.
Yeah.
It's got to be code, right? Like I'm screwing off, but I can't write screwing off. And I can't write I'm getting a massage, so you have to write something else. Anytime anyone asks me
mental health.
If I'm available,
can't
and I
ask after that, right?
Yeah, I just, I say I have PT.
PT.
I got PT.
Physical therapy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they can't fuck with that.
Yeah, you can't be like, oh, you can't have that.
PTO.
PTO? I can't do that because I'm like,
right.
Oh, yeah. So.
What was the question about wings?
Walks into a restaurant, we're here at Fire of the Mountain eating wings. If someone walks into a restaurant and says, I will have 18 wings, what would your reaction be?
If I was working there?
No, if you were.
Like Sid standing next to you?
Yeah.
Well played.
Okay.
18 wings is solid. Yeah.
I had a whole like stream of consciousness to go from the hibernating bear into the excessive wing order. So Sam and I walk up together. I order the 9-piece wings and the tots. Sam goes, I'd like 18 wings, please. And meanwhile, I was going to pay.
Yeah.
And then he goes, 18 wings. I'm thinking, maybe he has like a work thing. He's going to bring some back to the office. I go,
you catering?
Who's that for? He goes, me.
He just goes, 18?
That's solid.
And I go, is that a lot? I'm like, I know it's more than 12.
Yeah.
I don't feel like it's 24. It's right. It's like, I'm hungry today.
And you're not doing fries or anything.
That's
else.
The thing. There's no side. It's just wing. Just wing and water.
I've done that before.
Yeah.
And we asked the gal that was serving us, is 18 a lot? And she goes, yeah.
She goes, that's quite a bit.
You need some fiber at some point.
And then Swanson got stuck with the bill, which I felt bad. But that's why I said, I'll pick it up. I feel like it was my turn anyway.
It's not really a stuck. And this is the best part about it being a grown up, is that if you just take turns, who cares? Mm-hmm.
Plus, it goes back to that whole, hey, listen, if you picked up the bill, then I can't give you shit about ordering 18 wings
That's
and
true.
I paid for it.
That's
like
true.
It wipes it clean. So I'd much like the story of like, I'd much rather give you shit about this forever and pay for it than just you pay for my
meal. Purchased the right to bring it up and hold it over your head. Although I'm more envious than anything because that is a lot of
You guys can have some.
I purchased the right.
I purchased the right.
The rights to it.
Excellent. So we're sitting outside at Fire on the Mountain. I thought about this today as we were walking up. Remember when we started sitting out here? Why did we start sitting out here? Do you remember?
COVID.
Because of COVID.
Oh, here
so
we go.
Always the restaurant. I was reading Dr. Von Schlugenberger's latest book.
That's Dr.
Schlossen.
So when we started sitting outside at Fire on the Mountain, it was during COVID because you had to sit outside and dine. So they had the picnic tables up and the thing. And then obviously it starts to get colder. So then they put a tarp and walls and... So we're enclosed now. So essentially, you're allowed to eat outside, and then they turn the outside into an inside.
Yeah, we're inside outside.
Yeah. So what's the difference? Well, if we were inside...
It wasn't closed during COVID.
I know, but then it started getting cold, and then they added the heater, but there's wall. There's four walls. We're inside.
Well, yeah,
but... But we're outside.
But it's not a pandemic anymore.
No, it still exists. If there is people on an airplane wearing masks, it still exists.
Welcome to another episode of Jer Tries to Justify COVID Policy. It's not working, Jer.
What's not working?
Because...
Wait,
the point,
trying to justify or...
The point our friend is making, I believe, is that essentially dining started outside, which made sense, and then they just built inside, outside, which did not make any sense, but still allowed the dining there because it looked better.
I don't remember when they put this up.
Well, like when
it
you go to New happen. York City, because
well,
obviously
I know it did happen. It's literally up right now, so I know it did happen. But
I'm trying to remember, like pre-pandemic in New York City, there wasn't all the street sitting, and so when the pandemic hit, they built all the outdoor dining outside.
Yep.
And now it's still there, and it's wonderful.
Right.
But it still is inside. Because when it gets cold, they just put walls on it.
Sure.
It's inside.
But don't you also remember they did the pods where you were only sitting with the people that you lived with?
That was pretty cool. Yeah. And overall, I think it's been a net positive. The outdoor dining is great. Even
and
if they're little huts.
And the delivery and the...
Let's talk about COVID positives.
Yeah.
The
can't say COVID positive. You can say the positives of COVID.
Do you know that? Oh, let's come back to that. Come back to write down. Sam tested positive for the first time. Okay, and then
for
the,
what? COVID.
COVID. Yeah.
Or HIV.
First. No. You know, not the first time.
You know, it's not STD anymore. It's like an STI.
Yeah. Infection.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You can't call it
sounds
STD bad. Anymore.
People experiencing homelessness.
And there's no VD.
Right.
It's not VD.
No,
or
VD's
STD.
VD's a few ago. Yeah.
That's where the it clap. Started. It started with like. Shell shock, and it got to post-traumatic stress syndrome.
Right.
But it's
disorder,
the same thing.
Now it's syndrome.
Oh, syndrome.
Okay. Yeah, it was disorder, now it's syndrome, yeah.
So it used to be venereal disease, then it was sexually transmitted disease.
The clap in there.
And now it's sexually transmitted infection.
Because uh-huh.
infection feels like it's not your fault.
Okay, what am I going back? Are you
well,
testing?
But the other thing, the positive and negative to come out of COVID is the whole Zoom thing, that you can have a lot more work things happen on Zoom. In general, a lot better. It gives us a lot more flexibility. Where it gets fucked up is when people go full Zoom and full remote.
Yeah.
I don't think that's good. Okay. I think that people's lives worse, it seems like, if you're only sitting in front of a screen all damn day.
Sure.
You know? I don't know. So
what
like
about
some, yeah.
choice? Like my company does a return to office, but I don't have an office to go to, so I'm online all day.
Yeah.
I'd much rather have that.
Yeah.
So but pro choice is what you're saying.
Yeah, but I would I would rather have the option of going in on my own time.
That's the best.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Having to be somewhere 9 to 5, fuck that.
Yes,
too,
of course. That's
right?
gone. That's dead.
Yeah, dead.
That's never coming back.
And that's I think that's what I'm saying.
Like that, yeah.
Yeah. For the most part, the removal of that in a lot of the workforce is a positive.
Yes.
I feel like the thing that's come out of it is here's what I need you to accomplish by the end of the day, Jeremy.
Yes.
Do it at your own whatever pace.
Yep.
And the idea of I need to see you working, that's gone.
Because
it's measurable.
Still think there are people out there that are old school that are, I need to see what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I need you in the office because I want to know that you're working.
Lumberg.
I think there's more, I don't know, maybe you guys see it, but I've had to break myself of that's why my bosses want me to do certain things and they're not micromanaging me, but I'm just used to 20 years of being micromanaged old school wise that you go, oh, if my manager's calling me and ask me what I'm doing, he really just wants to know what I'm doing, not he's checking in on me.
Not sweating you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So that part has been tough for me. That's a individual thing, but I don't know. You guys are both in different, Sam, you're your own boss anyways, but Derek, do you, and you've already earned your right to do whatever you want. Meeting pants. I guess it's you guys are two people I can't talk to about this. So
because we've all three of us have earned the right just from treading water in the business world for so long to kind of make good decisions. But you've also proven that you can do it.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's the best part. And this idea of people keeping track of you. I think you're right. I think that's mostly dead.
Mm-hmm.
But also comes with the. Well, you're always working. Right. My kids give me a hard time about this sometimes. Yeah. If we're on a hike or something and I'm working on my phone, they go, you're always working, Dan. I go, the reason I'm working right now is so that when I get done with this thing, then we can continue hiking in the middle of a Tuesday.
And you're also working on a hike rather than not doing a hike at all because you're working.
Yeah. And that's, again, it's what young people need to – you can't have the good without the bad. And if all you ever focus on is – well, you're doing something bad and we're trying to have fun, you have to earn the fun.
Yes.
And again, if I take this 15-minute phone call on a hike – then we can continue hiking for the rest of the day.
Yep.
Right. If you give me 15, I'll give you 4 hours.
Right.
That feels like a great trade.
And the other thing is you can go on that hike or go to your class or whatever. You have your phone there. You're not really out of pocket. Like,
right.
When I go to football practice today, my phone will be in my pocket, and I'm sure I will
reply
to
call. You take a call. Yeah. You know, you answer the text. But wait, what specific challenge are you having here? You touched on it, but
of
with the
part?
Boss and the management and the whole. But
it was me and my stress and my anxiety for the last year of going.
Am I gay? Let's talk about that.
Wait, I was going
to
get
You don't have
okay.
to stress.
Sorry. Did I jump the shark on that? Okay. Sorry.
It's fine. Yeah. It's fine. We accept you.
Yeah. But the stress,
we knew.
It was my own stress and anxiety of like, am I doing a good job? You know, I'm not in the office all the time. Am I? And like, I'd get a call from a manager or a director or something. And my first instinct would be like, oh, I fucked up. Like, they're checking in on me. And then like, I've had to break that part of go, they're not checking in on me. They're like, you know, when someone goes, did you do this? They're not saying you should have done it. They're just asking if you've done it. Like, there's been a couple times where my director calls and is like, have you talked to this customer about such and such? And my history is when someone does that, they know that you have not done that, and they're just calling you out on it. And when I get nervous and I go, no, I didn't know I was supposed to, they're like, oh, that's fine. You didn't know. I was just asking if you did. Mm-hmm. Can you follow up with them? And, like, I've had to have that conversation with them going, hey, listen, when I do that, I was like, that's just my PTSS?
Yeah.
I. Mm-hmm. That's just my history of going, hey, when a director calls in the past, it's because they're checking up on me. They're not actually seeing what they can do to help. Or, like, I'm sure we've all had bosses go, what can I do to help you? And you say, well, if you do this, and they go, that's not really my job, that's your job. Well, I have bosses now that they go, what can I do to help you? And you go, hey, do you mind calling this customer for me? And they go, no, I'll call him right now, or I'll call him tomorrow, I'll put him on my list to call.
That's good.
Yeah, and so that's like the difference between like micromanaging and like leadership. Like,
and just managing.
Yeah, yeah.
But I also think, weirdly, there's that healthy fear of your boss. It's like having a healthy fear of your dad. Is that when your boss calls you, you should like kind of clench just a little bit.
Yeah.
Because if he calls and you're like, ah, fuck that, and you send it to voicemail.
For sure.
That dismissal of your boss, that is pervasive, right? I mean, that's happening with young people now, and I think it's a horrible precedent.
Yep.
But you should have a healthy fear of your boss. If your boss goes, hey, Jeremy, you're like, yep. Or your parent. But kids kind of don't do that, and it's probably our fault.
I think it is. And another way to say it is
letting it happen.
Respect. There's some fear, but a healthy respect for your boss or your client or your parent or whatever.
But to be fair, if your boss is wearing flip-flops and cargo shorts, sometimes it's hard to take him seriously.
But you can still.
But how much is he worth? That's what it comes down to. You can wear whatever you want if you're worth $100
million. The fact that I'm your boss, you should just give me respect based on that. And if you don't, if you're like, well, you don't deserve my respect, then you're fired.
Then you're gone. Yeah.
Well, yeah. That's fucking stupid. Yeah.
Carolla has this great bit. He talks about he has an assistant who's this 25-year-old guy, and he's 45, and he's this successful entertainer. And he said, we had a beef with my guy. And he's like, I need to talk to you about your tone. He's like, what? He goes, I gave him some direction, and his retort back to me is, I don't like your tone. You said it's your boss. And that guy's fired immediately and also was shocked that he was fired.
Yeah. I don't like your tone.
I don't like your tone.
First of all, don't you know who you work for?
Right.
Well, but you feel empowered to say shit like that to your boss.
Sure.
You sort of deserve to not
That's
be
a
here
stupid,
anymore.
Stupid thing to do.
Yeah.
A dumb person.
That person just isn't self-aware at all that they.
Or they've been empowered to be that way, and somehow the boss in the story moving forward from that guy is my boss is such an asshole.
Right. Oh, yeah. That's the thing I always think about. Like, oh, the story they're telling. And then their family, who they're telling the story to, is enabling them. You should. Yeah. Oh, you should sue them.
Yeah.
You're right. He's going to be worthless without you. Right. Meanwhile, he's doing just fine, and you're working at a Subway.
Right. Yeah.
I heard a phrase that Quiznos. I was thinking about when you were talking, which is the You won't care as much about how people think about you when you realize how infrequently they do.
Yes.
Like, you think that there's this thing out there that's like on you. Meanwhile, you just made it up. Right. Yep. I do it all the time.
Yep.
Right? I make up shit all the time, especially with like FOMO and things like that. Like where you're like, if this, then that.
Yep.
Meanwhile, you just made it up.
What do you mean FOMO?
Like fear of missing out when you're like they didn't include me or it didn't happen because of me. And meanwhile, like, no, that's not, you just made all that up. You making up conflict.
Oh yeah.
And I think it happens in the workplace more than anywhere else.
Oh yeah.
I think that comes with growing up and being self-aware of how unimportant that we used to think things were. Like, I always think about it too. Like when I worked at the Pepsi Center, and we'd have these high school basketball games where these kids would come down and have a basketball game. And I remember seeing these kids think, and they would be like, it's the biggest thing in their life, right? Like there's nothing else more important than that basketball game. And then going, looking back to myself and go, oh man, when I was a senior, I felt that same way. And 1 year later, I realized how unimportant that game really was in the grand scheme of things. And like, when you get older and you get married and you have kids, you start realizing like immediately like how unimportant the things you used to think were and like what people think about you. And you're like, all that matters is my friends and my family. And like, doesn't matter like what some guy on the street thinks of you, or this might be a little deep. Do you want to talk about going being positive? COVID positive? Let's get back to that.
And
there's not enough conflict in this call.
Well, I mean, that really is something I've been thinking about a lot lately is I've oddly been on Twitter a lot more recently, just reading things, and I find myself getting kind of fired up to the point where I have to put it down because I start to care about things that I shouldn't care about.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you get an opinion about something you shouldn't have an opinion about, and then you, like, to your point is the only thing you should care about or the things that you can touch, like things in your little sphere.
Yeah, and like I wouldn't even maybe know about this thing or this controversy if I wasn't online.
Right. And you're not supposed to know that much stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
You can't have the world's problems at your fingertips every day and expect it to go well.
But the people who are miserable because they do a doom scroll on that app every day will try to make you feel bad if you decide to step back from it. They'll say, well, that's a nice piece of privilege you have to not have to worry about that. And I say, hey, buddy, guess what? You don't either.
Yeah.
Well, yes, I do. I'm a okay. Is it someone actually doing it to you in your life?
Right.
If the answer is no, then you don't have to care about it. Now for you can say, but I don't just care about me. I care about other people. Great.
Yeah.
But everybody gets to make their own decisions about what they're going to spend their attention on.
Yesterday I was on a call and we're having a meeting. There's like 20 people on the call, whatever. And I've got my TV on in the background. It's just white noise or something in the background. And they're talking about like bombings going on in Ukraine and Gaza, and I'm like, we're talking about the stupidest stuff right now while people are like living. I had to turn it off or else I was like, oh, I just need to separate myself from that, and it's not that important.
Yeah, when you start worrying about like, are you going to get your kid to football practice on time, and there's see that guy walking over there, and then you just see him getting blown up. Like, huh, that's a real problem.
It's crazy.
Sam eating 18 wings is not a real problem.
Not a real problem.
Yeah,
I'm doing pretty well. I think
it's a goal and a skill.
Mm-hmm. See, I've had a couple of those things because I have a pretty conservative brain, but when I hear about, let's give you an actual example. So I was in New York City at the beginning of December. And on Twitter and then on the news, there's huge pro-Palestinian riots around the Rockefeller Center with the tree lighting. And we all saw the clash with the cops. And I'm like, that looks like a big fucking deal. And they have video, so it must be real. I was two blocks away from Rockefeller Center. So I walked down there. It's fine.
There was nothing going on?
Well, I mean, there's tons of people, because there always is.
Yep.
And there's tons of diversity, which there always is.
Yep.
And it was fine.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, wait a minute. Twitter and the news is telling me that this is the worst thing that's happening currently in America, and I'm looking at it, and I don't see it.
And 20 years ago, you would never have known that was happening. It's true. Even two blocks away.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So my issue sometimes is, like, I get fired up if I see cops getting people throwing rocks at them. I get fired up about that. But is that actually what's going down?
It's just that at that one
point. It is somewhere, but is it?
That very moment, one thing happened.
Yep.
Totally. No, me too. I got a little sauce on the mic, by the way. Sorry.
Oh, gosh. Break it, you buy
it. When you're eating 18.
Yeah. You know, how many did you make it through? You got a pretty good barnyard
going. Still
going,
buddy. Yeah.
The old 18-wheeler.
Yep. That's what it is.
What's the limit where you go, I can do it, but I shouldn't do it because I'm not going to feel good later?
Probably 18.
At 17.
All right, I'm going to go pick up my
Your order's ready. All right.
Okay, so let's just take a 1, 2, 3 pause. Jeremy, did you order 18? Did you take everything we just talked about and go, I'm inspired?
9 wings and tots.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I got. So it's you and me against Sam.
Yeah. How many? You got 9?
I got 9 and I ate them all.
Just like COVID again.
So he had more. He had just as many wings as you and I.
That's true.
He's twice the man that we ever hoped to
be. He really is, actually.
Yeah.
He's a lot more handsome than we are, but he's also younger and more virile.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot of things. That's a lot of things.
Speaking
of virile.
Yeah, exactly. Sam, you had a question.
Yeah.
On the way up. You
question of the week. Hold on.
Wait. Board. Before we get to this, have you guys seen the daughters who makes fun of her older father who goes and has drinks with his friends, and he makes a list of things to talk about with his friends?
What a bunch of losers.
I know. And I go, that's us.
Yeah.
I make a list of things we're going
to
talk about.
I used
why are you making fun of that?
I used to make the list.
I know. In my mind, I go, let's talk about this, let's talk about that. So, Sam, what were you wanting to talk about?
Iowa's Caitlin Clark.
First of all, the number one viewership basketball game on in the history of ESPN.
No way.
Was Iowa LSU? LSU.
Really?
12 million people.
I turned it on.
I watched it.
I watched it too. So, I'm watching that game, and I've heard Caitlin Clark, this and that, but there's usually one. You know, there's like Brittany Griner or whatever. Okay. I turned it on, and literally I watched three or four possessions in the second half, and I just mutter under my breath, that bitch can ball. I mean, she's fucking good.
Yeah. She's amazing.
Mainly a shooter. Yeah. Actually, I thought LSU played better team ball, which is the opposite of the national narrative.
Yeah.
So, and Kim Mulkey's a monster. I'd like to talk about her too. But
yeah. Okay.
Iowa's Caitlin Clark, tremendous athlete, one of the more accomplished basketball players ever. What's that?
You were Caitlin Clark?
No, Iowa's.
Oh, Iowa's. I thought you said I was Caitlin.
I mean, Iowa I will Hawkeyes be for Halloween this year. It's just a hairband and a Hawkeyes jersey, right?
I'm trying to think of a tactful way to say this.
Okay.
But
can we take one step back and let's shower the event with some praise before we get disgusting?
That's a great idea.
Okay. So I watched the entire game with the sound off because I couldn't stand it. So I turned on the music.
Yeah.
I couldn't stand it. I couldn't the commentary and the Kim Mulkey and the, but I enjoyed it. A number of times where she would shoot, I go, oh my God, that's a terrible shot, and she would make it.
Yeah.
Or she was falling down and throwing it up, and the other girl was in her pocket playing pretty good defense, and she would make it. And I go, that is, she is unbelievable.
Yes,
she's very watchable.
She's very watchable.
And I believe she leads the NCAA March Madness tournament in assists. So she's not just some selfish dick.
Right.
Some of the passes she made when there's three people on her. Yep. Like, she's a legit good player.
Yeah.
And to wrap up my diatribe about this, I'm kind of glad that Angel Reese lost because I don't like her sassiness.
She's very sassy.
She's a good player, but her sassiness, it doesn't work for me. And maybe that's a little sexist.
Oh, thank you.
But I don't like the sassy. I don't like the shit talking.
I don't think it's sexist because I think I have the same thoughts about men's players.
Of course.
Yeah.
They don't say sassy, but.
Yeah, probably not. let's talk about the players that would be
sassy. There's two things. It's just like when I watch Caitlin Clark play, it's like watching Jokic play. Like, you can't stop that?
Yeah.
Why can't you stop
that?
Come on.
Just stop that.
I can stop that. She is a good player. I want to say, she's a ball hog, and she had like 15 assists, so she's not a ball hog.
Right.
She does whine a lot, but a lot of basketball players whine a lot.
She
does.
Yeah. They're becoming more like the men's game in many ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're learning.
A lot of flops, a lot of whines, a lot of.
Like, Angel Reese had like 30 rebounds.
20
insane.
Rebounds. But
Jesus.
In that game?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, really?
She had 20 rebounds. But if you watch the game, remember the couple, like she'd miss a layup and get a rebound. Yeah, miss a layup, get a rebound. Yeah. That's like three rebounds and 2 points.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You're like, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
But I respect her game because she's tough as shit. But then the attitude I don't like.
Yeah.
And I feel like an old man.
What the fuck is going on?
But do you feel that way about Caitlin Clark? Because she whines and okay.
I know, but here's what happened. In the post-game interview, they come over to interview her, so I turned the sound on because I wanted to hear her talk because I don't really know what she sounds like.
Yeah.
And Caitlin Clark gave a very composed post-game, great job by them, we team and all that kind of shit. I'm like, that's great.
Yeah.
If she's talking shit right there, then I don't like her.
Sure. See, I would like that. I like the class too, but I like the sass on both sides.
Yeah.
Okay. Give it to me. I don't like the makeup of Angel Reese, and I don't like the lack of makeup on Caitlin Clark. So anyway, since we're here,
Literally wearing makeup?
What's that?
Literally wearing makeup.
Yes, okay.
Not the makeup.
No. I mean the L'Oreal. So since we're here, how do
Easy
we say
breezy
this?
Cover girl.
Caitlin Clark is such a baller.
Yep.
There's something fundamentally attractive about her.
100%.
In terms of traditional attractiveness, right on the edge. Yep. You know, like, okay.
Yeah. Would you swipe left or right on her? I don't know which one is the good one.
That's the question I unfortunately find myself posed with as I'm watching this game. If you're in college, Caitlin Clark's interested in you.
This isn't sexist because I feel the same way about watching men's basketball. Like, would I fuck that dude?
Yes. Yeah. You have to think it over. Uh-huh. Right.
Yeah.
Kenyon Martin. No.
Yeah. Because of his makeup.
But right? Kobe? Yeah. Attractive. Yeah. Like, very talented and attractive.
And let's be honest, you don't have to say yes for it to happen.
Because it's going
to
happen. Yeah. Just relax because it's going to happen.
And so with Caitlin Clark, traditionally attractive, not so much, not ugly by any means.
Right.
But for me, I'm looking at myself. So the question I pose is, if you were in that situation, would you do it? And for me, the talent and the juice there is worth enough to be like, oh yeah.
Okay. 100%.
It is a hard yes for me.
Yeah, 100%.
I would say no. I'm gonna go no. Yeah.
Why?
I don't think she's that attractive enough. But I understand the skill and everything.
The juice. That's what it is. It's the juice.
I was 9th best player. It was definitely a no for you guys.
Definitely
right?
No. Yes. Yes.
Even the 2nd best player, probably.
Okay. Swanson, what do you got?
I'd say 100% yes. And that's my Rachel Maddow effect. Rachel Maddow, yes. I have a crush on Rachel Maddow because she is so smart and so articulate and so all the things. She's attractive-ish. Right. She's on TV.
And you'll never get her.
That's true. It does.
She's not interested in
She's not in my sphere.
Yeah. So it's a pure hypothetical.
But it's the I am impressed with one or multiple things about that person, which makes them infinitely more attractive, not just physically attractive.
Totally.
I think I figured
But if she was 250, then it's a hard no, no matter how good she is or something.
You can be the funniest person in the world. 100%. It doesn't matter.
I don't like – Caitlin Clark is really good. I don't like her, not because of anything she did. I think the people that talk her up is what bothers me about her. So that makes –
people around her. Why?
Because she's a great basketball player, and she's probably one of the best women's basketball player of all time. But she's not like
– dunking.
Yeah, she's not the greatest college basketball player, men's or women's, all time. Just because she played 4 years and played like...
Well, she's up there. Who's better? Diana Taurasi, Sue Bird, who else?
Gina Orianna said they were talking about she's the all-time leading scorer. Right. Great, she played 4 years.
Every women's player does.
Pete Maravich.
Well, they're going to go pro and make $60,000 a year?
They're talking about when she beat Maravich's record for most points.
Gotcha. Yeah. Oh,
and
I see.
And I'm like, he played 3 years and 50 less games, and he didn't have a three-point line, and so that was part of it. So I think it's not because of anything she's done. I think I don't like the way other people talk her up like you two do.
Yeah, interesting.
I feel like Sam's inquiry is not a sexist one because...
No, not at all.
Like, men... In women things, it's always appropriate to go, I find her attractive or not.
Yep.
I feel like it's always appropriate. It's not, I'm not just a...
Right,
no,
for
but
sure.
We can comment if we think you're cute or you're
just
attractive.
Like women
that's okay.
Are attracted by talent and money, right? Yep. There's some uggos who get very hot women because they're rich or good at basketball, right? So, Jared, I pose to you, because it's a no on Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese.
No.
Really? Bummer. It's a yes for me on both.
Is it really?
Oh, those legs.
I think I'm.
Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry.
What, was it Hillary von Lith from LSU?
Gert van der Bosch. Oh, sorry.
Dr. van der Schlugger.
Hillary von, is she like a hot
one? She's the girl that was defending, the quote-unquote defending.
She's one of
You can't make it in my bed.
The
you,
one where
you
she.
You can't defend?
There you go.
You can't play defense? Get out of here.
Caitlin, defense wins championships.
That shot of like Caitlin throwing up the three and like in the background, whatever, van Lith is like, geez, are they throwing her hands up? You're like, I don't know, man. What to do about that?
Also ran.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Yep.
No, I think this is a good story.
Okay. What do we got?
And it works for women's college basketball.
What's the title of this episode going to be?
You remember Lindsey Whalen? You do.
Yes.
As a Minnesota
person.
So in 2005, when the All-Star game was here, they had a bunch of WNBA players out here. And she was out here, and we put on a basketball clinic that I helped her run. Okay. And we didn't get like super close, but we were joking, and we were in like behind the scenes and talk like this. And I don't know if she's on our team or not, but same thing. I was like, she's kind of cute. She's a really good basketball player.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I might, if she was interested.
You felt it.
Yeah.
You felt
sure.
it. And she porked up a little bit. So it's a no now, but back then I see what you're saying.
But then I saw her like a couple more times that weekend, and we talked and stuff like that. Yeah. And like, at the time, I'm like, I wonder if she's interested. I don't think she's on our team, but like.
Right.
Maybe she'd make an exception.
But I understand what you're talking about. Like, it was like.
You felt the juice.
If she was like just some random D2.
Wouldn't have had a second
thought.
If she worked at Safeway, you would have no thoughts.
Yeah. Nice. But
so I have a Diana Taurasi story just like Jared's. So I'm not trying to be a one-upper. I'm being a sidler.
Yep.
So same thing, NBA All-Star game. Yao Ming was there, met Shaq, met all these guys.
What?
And so we're doing this interview, and Diana Taurasi's coming in. So we know she's coming. Obviously, everyone knows what she looks like. And I'm thinking, I bet you she's hot. She's an high-level athlete. Obviously, when she plays, she's hair back and all the things. But I bet you in, like, real life, I bet you she's hot. And she walks in, and she looked exactly like she just got done playing, except she's wearing normal people clothes. Like, hair pulled back so tight, her eyebrows are raised.
Yeah,
and
God
damn it.
Nose the same.
Now, I still find her attractive because she's so good. Right. But physically, I'm like, like, give it a little bit of an effort.
Yeah.
Totally.
Again,
that's
we're being pigs right now, but... that's what we're allowed to do. It's our show.
It's a no for me on Taurasi.
I know, but
really,
man, like give it a shot.
And and here's the other thing too. Maybe it's like you went to UConn. Okay,
what about
who
Sue
gives
Bird?
A fuck? No.
Whoa.
Sorry, I don't even in the day. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's an easy one. Though.
If you go back to Angel Reese real quick, I think that if she toned down the eyelashes and the thing, like the, if she was just a chick,
what is that?
I think then it is a yes.
Okay.
But for me, it's like it's too much. It's like the coaches represent the teams. Like Mulkey is like all of her players, or vice versa. The players are like the coach.
Okay.
What does the Iowa coach look like?
I don't know.
That's a rhetorical question because we know who she is, but like you don't really remember her name. You don't know what she looks like. She's just very whatever. But everyone knows who Kim Mulkey is, and she is flamboyant, and all her players are that way.
Yeah. So I was just thinking about, we were talking about, we're being sexist, and it's our show. Like, what will our sponsors
it's your show.
What will our sponsors think?
I don't know. Good thing they're not out here.
Yeah.
I mean, we should probably.
Yeah.
Let's run this by them before we post it.
We should.
Okay.
Do we have any WNBA sponsors, or at least sponsors that conflict with the WNBA?
No, the WNBA is a sponsor.
Is a sponsor. Okay. Yeah.
That's why we're talking about it.
Yeah. This is a paid talk.
So I will be honest. I've had multiple conversations about women's basketball with random strangers or clients in the last, let's say, 2 weeks that you go, Jesus, I know a lot about women's basketball all of a sudden. Like, I feel like I know a fair amount, and we've had real conversations. And I always point out, like, do you realize we're talking about women's basketball right now?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's interesting, and it's viable.
Are you going to watch anymore?
I will pay attention, but I don't know that I'll watch South Carolina versus Iowa. I don't know that I'll watch.
That was the game.
That
LSU
was the game.
Iowa.
Yeah.
That
I
was
didn't even
shit.
Watch CU Iowa, but I did watch
me
LSU.
Neither.
So if it's
CU LSU, right?
If it's South Carolina Iowa, which it probably will be, could be UConn. Name one player on South Carolina's team.
Oh, can't do it.
I can't.
I know one UConn player.
They're the best team in the country.
Staley.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But they're the best team in the country by far, and
really?
We don't know one player.
Right.
I didn't know that.
Oh, they're undefeated, and they're blown it. They're the UConn men of the current tournament.
Or the UConn women.
Other but we know
other years.
We know Paige Beckers.
Yes.
We know
Juju, oh, you know her. I thought
we know
I just knew
Juju
her
Watkins.
Minnesota.
So we know her name.
Yeah, we know Paige Beckers. I don't know anybody from
South Carolina
at all.
Yeah.
But that'd be a good story if it's Iowa versus them.
Yeah, that'd be a great story.
Yeah. Maybe.
The story is that's why we watch. That's what matters.
Kind of. Well, at least they have stars. Like in the men's game, I was talking to a woman yesterday about, we were talking about all the women. And then we go, okay, on the men's side, who are the stars of the men's NCAA tournament?
Who are they?
I go, Zach Edey.
Zach Edey.
And then
I don't know who that is.
Name one player on UConn's team. Who's blowing everybody out?
Nobody.
The tall guy. Yeah, I can't
tall
do it. Yeah.
Again, we don't know.
The tall white guy.
Yeah. Oh, the tall white guy.
That's
yeah.
what I'm
and
thinking.
And they have some tall black guys.
That's how my mind goes, though. Yeah.
Like, I think Dan Hurley is the coach.
Yes,
only because it's Bobby Hurley's brother that I know his name.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
But if his name was Dan Smith, I wouldn't know who he is.
Right.
So again,
that's interesting. No stars.
Who are the stars on the men's side? I don't know. I know the kid from South Carolina, I'd say North Carolina State, the vending machine guy, the big dude.
Yep.
Only because of the story about he owns some vending machines.
Mm-hmm. Wait, really?
Yeah, he owns a couple.
Now, the guy who looks like a vending machine?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh,
he's gigantic.
How's that is not his nickname?
It should be.
I think I saw a headline with something.
He's insanely good.
Yeah.
I just became aware of him in the last 3 days.
Well, you don't know his name.
Nope.
Is it DJ?
DJ something.
Okay.
There we go. I did hear that.
Clark. Maybe?
I don't know. That. The NFL's looking at him because he's 6'7", 6'8", like 300 pounds. And like they're
he can move.
He'd be a right tackle right now, tackle. He's athletic enough to do that and big enough to do it. And
I like it.
Almost
like
impossible, though, right?
Well, like Antonio Gates became a tight end. He was a basketball player, right?
Oh, that's a good point. Did
he play
college football?
No.
I think he played college basketball. And then the Chargers somehow brought him up, and he became a Hall of Famer.
Interesting. Yep.
I feel like it could
happen.
He didn't play football?
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
On tight end, it seems easier because you're just running routes. Technique for a right tackle seems like you'd need some years.
Yeah, I agree.
Possibly.
Yeah. You can just be an athlete at tight end.
Right.
Well, like, remember what's his face that tried out for the defensive line for the Vikings? The wrestler?
Yeah, Brock Lesnar.
And he's a beast.
Yep.
And he got cut.
He did.
Like, he sucked.
Yeah. He made it to the last round of cuts, to his credit. And then they're like, hey, let's go pay you $1 trillion to wrestle.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
Do you see his daughter won the shot put at CSU? And she was like the track athlete of the year.
Would not, by the way.
I don't think you'd have a choice.
Yeah, it's happening.
I don't think it's up to you.
Yeah.
I I do think it's fair to, as men, comment about women's attractiveness. I think it's always acceptable.
Well, we're going to do it one way or another.
No, again, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, doesn't, we're not saying anything about our basketball skill.
No, right.
And we all watched. And we're all, I would say we're all fans.
I'm a fan. And listen, by the way, let's not forget, this woman plays for Iowa.
Yeah.
I went to their rival, Iowa State.
Yeah.
And so it's juicy enough for me that I'm willing to put that aside.
Right. The Clones are also good this year.
They had a nice
Wait
run.
A second.
Men's. Yeah.
I know what he's doing.
Oh, what?
Oh, here we go.
Opposition research?
Yes.
I'm getting in.
Give her the STI.
Ooh, I'm actually doing that with a real estate brokerage right now. Tell you.
You're giving her an STI, the real estate broker?
In so many words.
You can just change the S, so it's some kind of transmitted.
Yeah.
In what is it? STI.
Sneakily transmitted infection.
That's right.
So
sales
So what he's trying to do is, since WNBA is a sponsor, we're going to talk about it.
Okay.
It's going to get back, and they're like, "Hey, Sam wants to sleep with Caitlin Clark. Can we get that set up?" Then he, after he's finished, he's like, "Go Clones!"
Yeah.
And then
You
should get tested.
Yeah,
you might have COVID.
I watched David Tell stand up yesterday, and he like high fives a guy in the front row, and he's like, "You should probably go get tested." Now. He just touched him. He's like, "You should get tested." It was very funny. It was only 30 minutes, which was disappointing.
Is that his new one?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Hot Crust Buns. It's very funny.
Okay.
It's only 30 minutes, and at the end, he plays the recorder, and it was pretty good.
Oh.
He's really funny.
He's funny because he tells jokes for 30 minutes straight. Like every line he says is a joke.
Yep. He's very funny. I looked at him. I kind of felt bad because he looks disheveled. That's part of his shtick. Yep. But I wonder if his life is sort of sad, but he kills it with the comedy game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he lives the life he wants. But I wonder if it's like, if it's sad.
It's probably sad in ways.
Mm-hmm.
I bet.
That's part of being a comedian.
Yep.
I feel like it. Like, you can't be a good comedian if your life's great and you live in the burbs.
Right.
It's like when a musician gets sober. And they're like, "I've turned my life around." And you're like, "Well, your music is going to suck now." It just, there's no way around it.
You're not hungry.
No.
You're not hungry. Who has done it well? Is there anybody out there that has succeeded with fame and fortune and success behind them and continue to crush it?
I think Rogan's pretty funny. I know a lot of people don't like his comedy. I don't think he's the funniest artist out there, but he's like dialed in every aspect of life, apparently. Yeah. Very successful.
Yeah.
I don't know. That'd be my example.
It's good.
You think he's funny?
Yeah.
I think he's funny.
I don't think he's the funniest I've seen, but I think his stand-up's good. Yeah.
Okay.
But he's also best friends with every comedian, so he must be funny because he's hanging with all those dudes. Right.
Well, he can also do something for him. I think that's helpful too.
It's fine too. Yeah. But he can also do a lot. He can have real conversations, but he can also tell dick jokes, and that shows a lot of range. Yep. I think. Jared,
like us.
Who does it? Who does it well?
You guys.
Musician, athlete. Like, you got to tip your hat to LeBron. He's still doing it. He doesn't have to.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I think Metallica, actually, as an artist, is the most famous band maybe ever, arguably. Rich, totally. And they still work their ass off, it feels like.
Do they put out new music anymore? I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Every once in
a while. Has anyone, any band who's had a long career, put out excellent work near the end of their career?
Again,
that's a good question. That's like
Metallica
a research question.
Came out with a couple of pretty good songs in the last, like, those belong in the all-time greats for them.
Think so?
I think so. Couple.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
For them.
Alongside Enter Sandman.
Right, there's a but that was like 20 years ago.
I know.
But
like,
that's why I'm
asking. Moth Into Flame, have you heard that song? That's the one he did. They did the duet with Lady Gaga.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That came out 2 years ago, whatever.
Right. Okay.
It's pretty
I don't know.
Legit.
Like, I know that they still put on a great show and they still rock, but I haven't heard any of their new music.
Right.
That's pretty good. Look it up.
I don't
Moth
know.
Moth Into Flame.
Yeah.
The other thing, the reason I brought Metallica too, is I saw this clip on Instagram of, like, greatest concert of all time, and a lot of people think like Live Aid and Queen, whatever. But remember when Metallica played for 1.3 million people in Russia?
Yeah, I do.
Remember that concert?
Oh yeah.
I wasn't there. I'm not Russian, but I don't remember that much.
Also, Woodstock '99,
maybe
obviously is up
stuff,
there.
Yeah.
Fuck. Were you there?
I was not, but I was right in that age and range of those bands where I just thought, I remember seeing Kid Rock walk on stage in a white fur coat to the intro about Ba, and like a cane and a hat.
Yep.
And I'm like, there has never been anyone cooler in the world than this.
I still send my buddy like Limp Bizkit videos from Woodstock. Like, can you imagine?
From Woodstock '99?
Yeah. The energy that they had.
Yeah.
Two things.
All juice.
Kid Rock was on Joe Rogan like a month ago.
Yes, he was.
It was fucking terrible.
Yeah, it was.
And I like Kid Rock, and he
it went sideways.
He should not talk for long periods of time because he sounds like a moron.
He does sound very stupid,
but he does rock.
He does rock, and he's just he's one of those guys who's so successful he'll just assume he's real. Like Kanye West, extreme brilliant at one thing, and so just assumes that he's just brilliant at everything.
Yeah.
But he's just a dumb guy who's just awesome at that thing.
Yeah.
And so like his opinions, you go, well, what the fuck is going on?
And he cusses so much, you realize it's just lazy language.
Kid Rock.
Yeah. Would I want to hang out with Kid Rock for one night? Yes.
Yes.
For a summer?
100%. No. Not all summer long. Absolutely. No pun intended. Now, the great part was that Rogan got him to drink Bud Light. That was fun.
Yeah.
Yes.
But he also kind of, he didn't go back on
he
it.
He recanted.
But
yeah.
He was like, we're good.
Yeah,
we're
he's cool. Like, I had a little hissy fit. And,
I'll drink free beer. Yeah.
Also,
I mean, he was drinking that within like a week or so.
Was he?
That
also, let him do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
Right?
So but it's hilarious that
it is
he
hard.
Shot the can.
Did you eat all 18
of
those wings?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know,
congratulations.
I'm not even that full. I'll be able to work this afternoon.
Impressive.
You're a man.
I had two things. One of them was about Kid Rock. What was the bands. We're going to wrap it up with this.
Okay.
Because I got to go.
Okay.
Bands that... Everyone thinks are lame or douchebags or whatever, but that you're like kind of like a guilty pleasure.
Ooh,
where you're like Limp Bizkit for sure. Everyone thinks Fred Durst is a douche.
Yes,
I like Limp Bizkit. Okay. I love Limp Bizkit. Also, Nickelback. I like Nickelback.
Nickelback's having a little bit of a renaissance. They're releasing a documentary about all the hate that they've gotten.
Really,
it's basically
they're like the Christian Leitner of rock music. Like everyone hates him.
Like
why
Christian
do you?
Leitner.
Ooh,
why
good call. What? That's
why,
a great call.
Why do you hate Nickelback?
Kid Rock's my answer to that question.
Yeah.
I love his music. Yeah. I celebrate his music.
Limp Bizkit's up there.
Yeah.
Limp Bizkit's best concert I ever went to.
Really?
Yep. Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
When did you see Limp Bizkit?
At Pepsi Center in like 2001 with Eminem. And they were 100 times better than Eminem.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just a much better show.
I saw them. They opened for Metallica and at Mile High, and they were awesome.
Yep.
Like Fred Durst went in the crowd, did a whole thing,
okay,
and he did a Pink Floyd cover, I think, or maybe he did like Comfortably Numb. Okay. He did something like that, or Behind
Blue
Eyes.
Eyes.
Yeah.
Behind Blue Eyes.
Is that Pink Floyd?
Okay.
No,
that is The Who.
The Who. Yeah. And they did it for a movie, I thought.
Oh.
No, they did a James Bond theme movie, and then they did Behind Blue Eyes was another.
Yeah. Okay. I think they did Mission Impossible.
Yeah, Limp Bizkit's up there. Kid Rock, I kind of like.
I fucking rock out to his shit.
Yeah.
Again, can you say I like Kid Rock without being judged further after that? Like
maybe
you're not making
a
statement.
I like Kanye, but I know he's a fucking moron too, though.
No, but he's not watching your kids. You're just listening.
Right.
There's
Kid Rock.
Yeah.
No,
exactly.
I see what you're saying. You're on my side.
Yeah.
Now.
No. Yes, we are
100%
your side. Yeah. I found that actually people are pretty cool about the Kid Rock thing.
What
I've like
about,
sort of like covered my.
What about like Michael Jackson?
Ooh, he died early enough.
Okay.
He died early enough. He's fine. Nobody cares, I feel like. Because
about,
everyone's like, yeah, he was a pedophile. But
he can dance.
Yeah.
That's
what about R. Kelly? I didn't like his shit anyways. So.
R. Kelly's a weird one.
Yep.
Yeah.
I didn't like him, and I don't like him, so I don't care.
Ignition Remix,
what,
one
Diddy?
Of the greatest songs
Diddy or Diddy
back
not?
20 years.
Did he diddle? Did he
how about that one?
I mean, that
Diddy,
the rabbit hole for that scenario.
Yeah.
I didn't really care about him before, and so I equally don't care about him.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if he comes on, I might skip it, actually.
Okay.
It's current.
Okay.
Right?
Sure. Yeah, I don't know. Whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, is there something in your catalog, though, when you hear it, you're like, no way, and you will delete it from your library? That's a commitment. Like, I'm deleting it versus skipping it.
No, I don't have anything that
I
would
have
delete.
A library.
You have like an iTunes library?
No, I have, like, playlists on Spotify.
Okay, what about your playlists on Spotify?
Yeah. Would I delete them because the person has done something bad?
Yeah.
Or
that person's gross, or
no,
I don't.
No.
First
whatever.
Of all, no. We're separating the art from the artist.
Yes.
Okay, I'm using them for their brilliance. If they haven't,
yes.
Who the fuck cares if the owner of Jimmy John's goes big game hunting?
Right.
Yeah. I need a sandwich.
That's right.
Okay. Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
What if it's, the sandwich is like a giraffe sandwich?
I need it
that
fast.
Would be great.
Like,
yeah, I need it freaky fast.
Yeah, I don't need it like Jersey Mike's slow. I need it.
Yeah, Jersey Mike's. They're
Jimmy
taking
John's
their time.
Fast. Yeah.
They are taking
or
their time.
Papa John's.
Yeah.
Does he still make a good pizza? Yes. Cool.
I don't know. Yeah. Great. Yeah.
I'm not
is it
wear
cheap? I'm not eating it because it's good. I mean, it's because
right.
I'm not wearing a Papa John's my house. T-shirt. Uh-huh. And I probably won't vote for him for councilman,
mm-hmm.
but I will eat his pizza.
I mean, at this point, no. I mean, the point is we're trying to get something done here,
okay?
And we can't audit the personal lives of all
for
these
sure.
people, including artists, even if we know. And it's been widely publicized that they ran a sex trafficking ring.
Yeah.
But if Shake Your Tail Feather comes on from 2009, I'm turning it up.
Yeah. Because why not? And with that, lunch with Jer from Fire on the Mountain. Oh, fellas.
Good job.
I'll see you in another 3 months, maybe?
Sure. Can't wait.
Wah, wah.
Okay.
Bye.